For the first time in more than a century, a British town is getting a royal title. So for our GeoQuiz today, we'd like you to name it. The name change was approved by the Queen in appreciation for what's become a tradition in the town. The town's near a Royal Air Force base, where the bodies of British soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan are flown home. When the flag-draped coffins are driven through the town, shops close, residents line the streets to honor the war dead. They often stand silently alongside war veterans and the soldiers' families. Prime Minister David Cameron made the announcement today.
I know the whole House will wish to join me in paying tribute. Their deeply moving and dignified demonstrations of respect and mourning have shown the deep bond between the public and our armed forces.
Now, this town's about 85 miles west of London, in between Lynham Air Force Base and the coroner's office, which is in nearby Oxford. That base is scheduled to be closed, so the processions will soon be rerouted. But in recognition of the residents' patriotism, the town's being honoured.
Mr. Speaker, it has been over 100 years since the town was conferred with the title of Royal. But I can today confirm to the House that Her Majesty the Queen has agreed to confer the title Royal on the town of Wootton Bassett as an enduring symbol of the nation's admiration and our gratitude to the people of that town. The town will become Royal Wootton Bassett later this year in a move I believe will be welcomed right across our country.
There you heard it from the Prime Minister David Cameron. Wootton Bassett is now known as Royal Wootton Bassett. It's the answer to our quiz. One local there said today, "We didn't go out of our way to get it. We just came here to say a final farewell to the troops that were coming through."